This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential in life. I'm excited about this podcast because I get excited about people becoming all they're meant to be. So let me begin this first edition of my podcast by asking you a question. Have you awakened to the possibilities that surround you? Even now, while you're listening to the sound of my voice, are you aware of your possibilities? Have you ever thought about your potential and whether or not you've reached it? No matter what your age, you still face the challenge of reaching your potential at whatever time it is in your life. So this podcast and the topics we're going to discuss in coming weeks will apply to you regardless of your age or social status. I think of young Timothy, to whom Paul the Apostle wrote. Paul admonished young Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth," he said. "Instead, you should be an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Some think Timothy was perhaps in his early 30s. He was a young pastor, and Paul encouraged him not to let others dictate to him what his potential was at his relatively young age. In effect, Paul was saying, you are responsible for what you think about yourself and therefore what you become, the kind of example for living you lead. You are in control, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, of reaching your potential to become the person God created you to be. And then, in contrast to young Timothy, there's Caleb, who at the ripe old age of 85 said, "Now give me this mountain the Lord promised me." At 85, he was willing, even anxious, to take on a new challenge, claiming the promise God had given him. Are you willing to claim the promises God has given you, or are you falling back on old, familiar excuses for not acting on those promises? You see, God wants you to maximize your potential for life, regardless of where you are in life or what you have or haven't accomplished at this point. So start looking today, right now, this moment, for the possibilities God has in store for you. Think about it. You only have this one life to live on this earth. This is not a dress rehearsal for another life here. Live the life God has in store for you instead of the one someone else may have told you you should live or you were supposed to live. Live the script God has written for you, not the one someone else wrote for you. And I want to tell you, the script God has for your life is not just a good one. It's the best possible one. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And Jesus himself said, "I've come that you might have life and life most abundantly." My dad died recently on October 25th. I preached his funeral sermon. As I delivered that sermon, I had a sense of peace because I was celebrating the life he lived. Dad truly loved God, his family, and his career as a dentist. I spent a week with him back in August of this year, and I asked him if there was one thing he wanted to be remembered for at his funeral, what would it be? He paused and thought about it a moment and said, "I loved my family, and I loved my work." And then he reflected for another moment and said, "It was a good life." I'm convinced Dad found exactly what he wanted to be and do. Dr. Mark Goodman spoke at Dad's funeral. Goodman was fresh out of dental school when Dad offered Goodman the opportunity to join Dad in his dental practice. One of the most impressive things Dr. Goodman said about Dad was that Dad was always willing to learn new techniques and methods about the profession of dentistry. When they put a computer in his operatory, Dad just said, okay, and he learned to work with it. And even when he was in his 80s and still practicing dentistry, Dad would go to seminars and come back and say, "I just learned this. We've got to get better. Let's apply this." It reminded me of Caleb. "Give me this mountain." Dad had awakened to the possibilities that God had placed before him. So at the end of his life, he could say, "It was a good life." So back to my question. Have you assessed your possibilities? If you're listening to this podcast, your life is not over. There is more to come. Make the most of it. Step back and take some time to think about how you are living. Is this the life you want? If you keep living like you are living today, where will you be in a year or 5 years, 10 or 20 years? And I'm not referring where you'll be geographically necessarily, but where in the journey of life will you be? Do you want to change directions? Or should you determine to stay the course you're on? Just make sure you're wide awake to the possibilities in your life. One reason people like the Chicago Cubs in the World Series is that their story reminds us that if they can win the series after a 108-year drought, if that's possible, well then, what's possible with us? In Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 11, he said, "Know the time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep." Someone said, "Every day we pitch our tent a day's march nearer to home. Our time is limited. So wake up, look around, invite into your life all the possibilities God has in store for you." A first grade school teacher on the first day of class asked her students what they wanted to be. One said a fireman, another a nurse, another a cowboy, and so on. But one little girl surprised the teacher. When the teacher asked her what she wanted to be, she said, "I want to be possible." Possible? The teacher was puzzled by that answer. So she asked the little girl, "Why do you say you want to be possible?" "Because," explained the little girl, "my daddy tells me I'm impossible." I want you to know, no matter what somebody's told you before or how you may feel about yourself today, your Heavenly Father has declared to you that you are possible and you're destined for great things in His eyes. Join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call, and between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup, looking up.